Howdy, as they say here in Texas and right down the road at Texas A&M. I am Carrie Beck with Homeschool Coffee Break, where we help you stop the overwhelm, gain confidence in your homeschool so you can take a coffee break. We have just started last week a series to prepare our hearts, our kids' hearts on for Easter. And what I've decided to do this year is take some names of Jesus and talk to you each week about these names. I started reading this a few years ago. It's called His Name, The Wonder of His Name by Nancy DeMoss Wolgemuth. And it goes through 32 life-changing names of Jesus. Now, we're not going through all 32. If wherever you're listening to this, look in the show notes, you can get a link to this as well. But I do want to just say, this is a great place to get started. Open your kids' eyes up to different names of Jesus as well. And if you have never subscribed to this channel, please subscribe to it. We would love to get more information out. Normally, I'm focusing on homeschooling, but at this time, I think it is so important because I do stand for Christian homeschooling that we talk about preparing our kids' hearts for Easter or Resurrection Day, or whatever you want to call it. Last week, we talked about Jesus and Joshua. Joshua, Jehovah saved Jesus. Name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. And you can go back and listen to that. This week, we are going to talk about the word Emmanuel. That sometimes makes you think about Christmas because we hear about Emmanuel, and there are prophecies about God, Jesus coming. But let's take a step back and let's look at the prophecy. Isaiah 7:14 says, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel." That was back in the Old Testament. That was like 400 years or more before Jesus was even born. And yet we come up to Matthew 1, 22 and 23. Last week I read Matthew 1, 21 about naming him Jesus because he will save his people from the sins. Today, let's move on. The next two verses say, all this took place to fulfill what the Lord has said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. God with us. A lot of us have heard the term Emmanuel, but we probably just sort of don't really think about it, just like the name Jesus. We just have lost our wonder and our awe about the name of Jesus or the name Emmanuel. But God with us, think about this. What we need more than anything else is Jesus and His Holy Spirit living within us. And when we trust Jesus as our Savior, because we've all sinned, we all deserve to die for our sins. That's just the penalty. One sin will send us away. And yet Jesus came to earth to pay the penalty. He shed his blood for our sin, and we can put our faith in Jesus. And he is with us at that time. So God with us, Emmanuel. He is with me always. And if you've trusted Jesus as your Savior or your children have, He is with you always as well. He will never leave us, never forsake us, never fail us, never abandon us. That's Hebrews 13:5. I will never leave you nor abandon you. And I think that is an important verse, especially for young kids that get afraid at night. I'm going to put a link wherever you're listening to a book that I bought my 4-year-old granddaughter, which says is something like, "Is God still awake?" Because she, kids get scared at night, and so that is a really good book. And I will just tell you a quick little story. I was there a week or so ago, and it was sitting next to her bed, and I looked at my daughter because I gave it to her at Christmas this year, and I said, "Hey, do y'all read this?" And my daughter looked at me and said, "Every night. We read this every night because she says it helps her feel like God is with her all the time. And it helps her go to sleep without worrying." And we read it that night too. But you know what? Because it is all focused on God and the fact that God is with us. When you browse the internet or social media, He is with you. When your teen or your toddler is defiant, He is with you and He will give you solutions and power and strength and wisdom. When you're up at 3 a.m. for one more feeding, He is with you. When you're standing over the grave of a loved one, God is with you. When your spouse is unfaithful, he is with you. When your friend has stabbed you in the back, God is with you, Emmanuel. When your bills are more than your bank account, God is with you. When you're lonely and you feel like everyone else is spending time with friends and you're left out, God is with you. And when your heart is breaking, he is with you. You know, I wrote a blog post several years ago about my struggle with Easter that year, and that was right after the death of my 24-year-old grand niece. And I'm going to put that wherever you're watching this in the show notes, and you can go and read a little bit more about my struggle and how God is with me and was with me and continues to be with me. You know, God is with us, but do we choose to be in God's presence? A lot of times he may be with us, but we're so busy doing all the things that we sort of forget that he's there, and we do not receive the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. Psalm 16:11 says, "In your presence is the fullness of joy." I truly believe that we receive joy and we get past all our suffering. And that can lead to just by spending time with God. There was a year that I was in depression right before Thanksgiving, and I did not want to get out of bed. But every day I got out and I read my Bible. I spent time with God and I prayed. And you know what? By the end of the week, I started to experience joy and peace like I had never experienced before. And I truly believe it was by just making that choice. I didn't really feel like getting up, to be honest. All I want to do is stay in bed and let the world walk away from me. But in the presence of the Lord is joy. And in the joy of the Lord is our strength. That is so important. Because in the presence, we can be in, when we are in his presence, we can receive joy. And then that joy of the Lord gives us strength to continue to go through the day. When you're having a hard day, go spend some time with God. Even if it's go to the bathroom with your phone, get your Holy Bible app and read one or two verses. Or have some index cards in the bathroom. Shut the door, lock it so you can go to the bathroom for 2 minutes, because I know what your kids are wanting to do. Just follow you on in. But just find a place for just 1 or 2 minutes that you can read a Bible verse and spend just 1 minute in the presence of the Lord. It's hard when your kids are running all over and you never have any quiet time. And sometimes it's 4 in the afternoon and you are losing it and you're feeling like, I have no joy. Everything's on my shoulders. My husband's messed me up or done something that is not helping. And my 3-year-olds having a meltdown, and we need to pay the bill. I mean, life is just falling apart. Find time to be with God. All right. And the other thing, even with your phone, and especially as you're preparing for Easter, get the Holy Bible app and read it when you go to bed, just a verse or two, or turn it on and let it speak to you, the audio as well. In the presence of the Lord is joy. So if you don't feel joy leading up to Easter, I would encourage you to spend time with him, because in the presence of the Lord is joy, and in the joy of the Lord is your strength. Go and do that. And if you have a child that's really struggling or rebellious or whatever, find some times to just slowly talk to them, get to their heart. Don't dictate, but talk to them and just find out what's going on and see if you can just read some truth to them as well, and see if we can break through that heart. Before that, pray, 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 and pray some more. Prayer breaks down barriers, and prayer is what will answer all your problems, I believe. Spend time with him, the presence of the Lord, and that is reading your Bible, praying, and listening to him. And you can do that in bed. If you wake up at 3 in the morning like me, I tend to pray. So in the presence of the Lord is joy, and the joy of the Lord is our strength. Emmanuel, God is with you, and that's what will bring you joy, and that is what will eventually bring you strength. Talk to your kids about this. If you need some ideas on reading verses and reading Bible as you prepare for Easter, we have got a free Bible reading plan that you can sign up for. There will be a link wherever you are listening to this. And if you want to dive even deeper, we have Easter activity guide that has lots of fun crafts and snacks and Bible reading and everything. One of them is a Palm Sunday footprint painting that you can make. And then finally, you could even, if you want to dive into Bible study, history, science, writing, you could get our Easter, Skies of the Cross Easter Family Bible Study. And that dives into all the blood moons and verses and looks at what was going on during the cross and during that time period that was going on in the skies. Hey, if y'all have any comments or questions, leave them wherever you're listening to this or leave a 5-star review. That would be even better. I am Carrie Beck with Homeschool Coffee Break. We'll talk to you next time.